Welcome back, everyone, to our Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the Yonim of Erev Shabbos, the covered Shabbos of Erev Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, says, also lasis malacha of Erev Shabbos. He can't do malacha on Erev Shabbos, but a mincha v'lamayla. And we'll soon see which type of malacha exactly is aser. But the halacha is you cannot do malacha from mincha time and on. From the zman mincha, from the time of mincha and on, you cannot do malacha anymore on Erev Shabbos. And even though you yourself don't have to do anything with Shabbos, you have your wife, you have your kids, you have waiters, still, Zerah D'Rabbanon, they said you should not do malacha on Erev Shabbos after Zman Mincha because we don't want you to get a orangutan in the malacha and forget about Shabbos. And anyone who does malacha on Erev Shabbos ben a mincha v'lamayla, he does not see simon bracha from that malacha at all. Like the Mishmur explains, Sha'af shi'ar viach makam zeh, even if you're making money on the sale or whatever malacha you're doing, still, yafsim makam acher, you will be have a hefsim from a different place. So a person should not do malacha, and it's the bria lachas mavuyer. It's a iser to do malacha from mincha v'lamayla. Now, what's mincha v'lamayla? We know there's two zmani mincha. One's called zman mincha gedayla, which is approximately 1:30 in the afternoon on a summer day, and there's a mincha katana, which is approximately 5:30 on a summer day in the afternoon. So which one do we mean? So l'maisa l'halacha we can be makel that we're going on mincha katana. That means until 5:30 you can do regular malacha. After that time, a mincha katana, whatever it is, around approximately 5:30, you should not do any malacha anymore. But any malacha you do before that, you do see simon bracha. Now zman mincha katana, what is that zman? So Mishabura in Simon Reish Nun Vav has a chiddush, and he says that you could sometimes call mincha katana 2.5 hours shayi zmanis before tzeisek chavim firu meyatam, which would come out around an hour and a quarter before shkia. But lemaisa, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that when we say mincha katana, we mean the classic mincha katana, which means 2.5 hours shayi zmanis before shkia, which would come out again around 5:30. Akaponim, someone should stop doing malacha by 5:30. Now, which type of malacha are we referring to when we say you can't do a malacha anymore, any malacha anymore, Erev Shabbos, after this time? So, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mavuyer. We're only talking about a malacha that is Derech Kva, and it's also, it takes time, and there's a lot of tircha. But, for example, just to write, you want to write a letter to someone, you want to write a card, that's not called a malacha. And in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, Rosh Kamenetsky, he says, to move something from house to house, that's called a malacha. It's a lot of tircha and a derech kva. You want to be masada your warehouse, you want to set up your warehouse, organize something. That will be something that might take too much time, and you should not do that at Erev Shabbos after mincha katana. But small things, that is not a problem. Now, this whole halacha is only if someone who's working for himself. If someone works for someone else, and he's an employer somewhere, if he can't get out of it, that the issa does not apply to him. If he's working for someone else, he has to work almost until Shabbos, avad that he could work. Now, to fix your begodim or your kalim that you need l'sharech Shabbos, that means a button fell off your suit, or if one of your pots got unscrewed, you're allowed to do that the whole day, because it's l'sharech Shabbos. And even your friend's beged you can sew, as long as you're not taking money for it. But if you take money for it, since it's not nicker, this is l'sharech Shabbos, therefore, that is also to do. And also, it's brought down, they allowed to write svarim, someone's writing svarim, he could write svarim derech limudai. But to write for his friend, which means he's editing svarim, that's usher for money. What about taking haircuts? So taking haircuts is mutter the whole day, and even from a barber or Yisrael, and the reason is, since it's nicker, that it's a covered Shabbos, therefore it's mutter. And we will stop here and continue the halachas of Malacha Erev Shabbos on the next year.